Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. So, kol asurin lava bakal. Anyone who's not allowed to be lava bakal is not allowed to. It was asur b'kahal Yisrael. The Torah says lo yavo amoni moavi b'kal Hashem gam dor asiri lo yavam b'kal Hashem adolam. It says there are a number of Yisurei Kahal Mitzri. So anyone who until Dar Shlishi is also love of Bekal. So Mutar Mlov is upset. The Psule Kal are allowed to marry each other. Psule Kal means Mamzerim, Nesivim, Shtukim, Asufim, Gerim from Ammon and Moav. So they're allowed to marry Mamzerim and things like that. Rabbi Yehuda says that no. A Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. He asks Gerim from marrying Mamzerim, although he does allow a ger from Ammon and Moab to marry Psulei Kal. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadotin bivadotin muter. People to have marriage between people who are definitely Psulei Kal with other people who are definitely Psulei Kal, that's muter. Vadotin besveikon, but people who are definitely Psulei Kal with people who are a suffic Psulei Kal, like a shtuki, or sveikon bivadotin, or vice versa, with sveikon besveikon, or both of them are Sveikos Asr. That's going to be Asr because we have to be Choshesh that one of them is a Psul Kal and the other one is in fact not a Psul Kal. They live in Sveikos. What is a Suffolk Psul Kal? Shtuki, Asufi, Vikuti. A Shtuki, and Asufi, and a Kuti. Those are all Psul Kal. The Kutim were the ones that they were Gozer, should be the Shah of Emaim, etc., because they didn't keep the halachos of Yichus properly. So a lot of times you'd have someone who is a Psul in there, but we don't know that he was a Psul. And therefore, it's only considered a suffix. Mishnah Dalit, Hanosi Isha Kohen. If a Kohen wants to marry a woman who is a Bas Kohen, Tzarech Livdok Achareha Arba Imahos, and he wants to check into the Yichus, he should go up the female side of her ancestry for four people. Two on her mother's side, not the female side of her ancestry, but he should check four mothers in her ancestry. Two on her mother's side and two on her father's side, and make sure there are no Psule Yichus in order to see whether this is something that he should marry. Shein Shmona. It turns out that there are eight female people on her family that he's got to look into. And the list is Ima the Emima. So, each the mother, the woman's mother, and second, the woman's mother's mother. The Em Avi Ima the Ima, the woman's mother's father's mother, and also her mother. The Em Avi Havi Ima, the woman's father's mother, and also her mother. Before it was Aim Avi Ima, the woman's mother's father's mother and her mother. Now we're saying the woman's father's mother and her mother. Ve'im Avi 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 Ima, the woman's father's father's mother and her mother as well. If you could follow all that. Levi Avi Yisrael. So if a kohen wants to marry a Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael, Mosifin Alein Orachas, then you got to check another generation on top of all of those things. So that's going to be 12 different women that you got to look into. Because by Kohanim they were miuchasim, so they were more careful about maintaining their sense of yichus. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that anyone who's asur lava bakal is allowed to marry one another. But Rabbi Yehuda says that a ger is not allowed to marry mamzerim. Rabbi Lazar says that when you have two vadais, they're allowed to marry each other. But when you have a vadai and a safek, or two sveikos, they're not allowed to marry each other. And the sveikos include a shtuki, a sufi, and a kuti. And then in Mishnah Dalit, we said that a Kohen who's marrying a Kohenes should look into her family, four mothers and their mothers, meaning eight different people. We're not going to enumerate them again. If he wants to marry a Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi, he should add another generation to each of those four lines, and therefore it should end up being 12 people in total that he looks into. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Dalit Mishnah Hey.